Anger is something that many people deal with on a daily basis. But there is a difference between simply being angry on occasion and those individuals whose anger is threatening to consume their lives. Anger is perfectly natural, and it's a natural response to some situations. But if you find yourself growing impatient and angry on a daily basis, you need to get some help. Don't let it take over your life and make bad decisions for you. Anger can lead to very real problems, both with you and your family or your friends. Even strangers are greatly impacted by your inability to control your anger. You have to take that first step, and in this audio program, you can learn some of the ways that anger affects both you and your loved ones. What is anger management? Anger management is the process of being able to learn how to effectively deal with anger when it arises. Anger is a natural process of the human body in certain situations. It's okay to get angry sometimes, but it is when it begins to take over your life that problems arise. This is where anger management comes into play. Managing your anger into something more productive is a benefit to your mind, your body, and your spirit. Too much anger is a devastating thing, and not enough can be a bottle in which it stores up, poisoning your attitude. Your goal is a healthy balance. How does anger affect me physically? Anger triggers biological responses. Think of the flight or fight syndrome. Endorphins and adrenaline begin pumping through the body. The heart rate and blood pressure are increased. Too much of this can lead to stress on the heart, which can then lead to a heart attack or stroke. It can also prove addicting, almost in the same way that thrill seekers look for ways to increase the excitement in their lives. How does anger affect me emotionally and mentally? Anger may not seem to be affecting you on an emotional and mental level at first, but over time, it can begin wearing down your mental well-being. Little things can begin to bother you that may not have bothered you before. You can begin to find that your concentration begins to suffer and that your mood swings are much more dramatic. This mental and emotional toll will begin to impact your physical health. Does anger affect my relationships with my family? No one likes to be yelled at and have someone be angry with them. Someone in the grips of an angry outburst can do or say anything. Many abusive relationships have come from individuals who couldn't control their tempers and so began taking it out on other people. This can damage self-esteem and erode the foundation of trust that is essential to all relationships. Unfortunately, there are some people with anger problems that use more than words to take out their problems onto other people. Physical violence accomplishes absolutely nothing. How can I identify if I truly have an anger problem? One of the first steps is realizing that you do have an anger problem, but that requires paying attention to your actions and thoughts. Do you find yourself becoming angry more than a few times each week? Do small things such as slow drivers set you off into a road rage that leaves you furious and shaking? Most people with anger problems truly believe it's the other person's fault, so it may not be apparent to you at first. It helps if an outside observer points out your behavior to help you see the situation from a different perspective. What is the difference between anger and rage? Anger is a natural response in a certain situation. There will always be a certain type of person or a certain situation that can make you angry. That's perfectly normal. It's perfectly normal to become angry when you feel that you are being attacked. It is not normal to have anger escalate to the point where you are no longer in control of your actions. At this point, anger is defined as rage because it is uncontrolled. How does anger affect teenagers? Anger and teens can seem to go hand in hand. Adults naturally expect teens to have some sort of anger problem due to their hormones, but that's not always the case. Teenagers are under a lot of stress due to their changing roles in this world. They are no longer children and given the same leeway, and they are not adults with adult freedoms. It can be stress from work, school, and personal relationships that manifest itself in anger issues that cause their home life and relationships to suffer, as well as their physical and mental health. How can I seek out help for my anger or for someone I love? The first thing you don't want to do is to confront them when they are in the middle of a rage. nothing is going to be accomplished at this point besides an escalation of the problem. If the anger is being directed at you, or if you feel threatened, you need to remove yourself from the situation. Wait till the person is calm, and then bring up the idea of treatment. Speak from the I standpoint, and point out how the person is making you feel when they display such overwhelming anger. Be prepared for denial, and even anger, by having someone else there to help diffuse the situation. You can also help by seeking out a professional to help you confront the person and get them the help that they need to recover. Why would passive people have an anger problem? Just because a person seems passive and lets things roll off their backs, so to speak, doesn't mean that they don't have an anger problem. They may be just bottling it up, and it could be destroying their peace of mind. One day, they'll be pushed too far, and it will explode into a devastating way that won't only hurt themselves but someone else as well. Learning how to express your irritation and your anger is a healthy process that everyone needs to undertake. How do I seek treatment for myself? The first step is identifying that you actually have a problem with your temper and that you want to seek out help. Once you have taken this important step, the next steps will seem mild in comparison. You'll first of all need to seek the help of a counselor or perhaps a therapist that specializes in anger management issues. You will then need a support network of people close to you that can help you in times where you feel anger coming on again. Your close family members and your friends will also need someone they can talk with if your anger problem has affected their lives. The best advice? Call a local mental health clinic and get a referral to a specialist.